主内的弟兄姐妹们、朋友们，大家平安。今早读经是取自约翰福音第十四章第二十一到第二十三节。找着了，请听我来念。约翰福音第十四章第二十一节：有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的。爱我的必蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他，并且要向他显现。犹大问耶稣说：主啊，为什么要向我们显现，不向世人显现呢？耶稣回答说：人若爱我，就必遵守我的道，我父也必爱他，并且我们要到他那里去，与他同住。读经到此，愿神赐福一切聆听他话语的人。
我们谢谢蔡执事带领我们读这段经文，让我们这时候用点时间，我们来祷告。如果你方便的话，我请你跪下来；不方便的话，就请坐在原位上。让我们一起来祷告。满有恩典，满有怜悯，我们在天上的父神，天父，我们感谢你，感谢你再一次的赐给我们这样的一个机会，来到你施恩宝座前来求恩。天父，我们知道祷告是主你赐给我们的权柄，天父，求主你就帮助我们在这里的弟兄姐妹，让我们不会就是辜负你的恩典，让我们是使用常常使用你所赐给我们的权柄，来到你施恩宝座前来求恩。我们首先要求的就是主，求主你来赦免我们一切的罪恶，求主你帮助我们，这时候就查验我们的心，若仍然含着罪恶，主，我们知道你必定不许，求主就来帮助我们，让我们从心里面来向你认错，好叫你再次的用耶稣基督的宝血来洗清我们各样的罪恶，好叫我们能够守洁心清来朝见你，好叫我们的祷告能够达到你的面前，蒙你的悦纳。天父，我们继续的求主你帮助我们每一个弟兄姐妹。主，我们知道你的话语是何等的宝贵，你既然启示你的话语，让先贤先辈把它写下来，你更是借着先贤先辈的血来保守他们流血，来保守你的话语纯正无误，为的就是让我们能够接着你纯正无误的话语来学习，来明白真道，来认识你，来跟随接着你的指引来行走前面的道路。天父，我们求主你帮助我们每一个人，让我们渴慕你的话语，让我们真的是有颗饥渴慕义的心，以致我们的灵命能够 成长，让我们真的是不从恶人的计谋，不站在罪人的道路上，不坐在亵慢人的座位上，好叫我们唯独单单的来喜悦你的律法，昼夜思想，好叫我们就像那个栽在溪水旁的树，我们的灵命能够茁壮的成长，能够真的是满你的心意。天父，求主你帮助我们每一个弟兄姐妹，让我们天天都能够立定心志，天天都能够来读经，来祷告，来思想你的话语，来学习你的话语，来在一天的里面都行在你的话语当中。天父，求主你帮助我们。主，我们也要纪念到那些少年儿童们，我们继续求主你带领这在进行中的儿童主日学，让老师们有能力用生命来教导，来影响这些孩童。天父，我们也更是为着我们在十二月二号到六号这个来临的这个少年晋升营来祷告。天父，求主你继续带领，今天就是我们报名的截止，我们巴不得那些还没有报名的弟兄姐妹都能够来报名。我们恳求主你使用这样的一个营会，帮助你的使女小薇姐妹，让她能够用你的话语来帮助孩子们能够明白圣经跟他们的关系。我们也把我们三位的晚堂的讲员也交托，天父你也帮助我们 让我们用你的话语来教导这些孩童，更是求主你帮助我们当中的导师们，让我们在每一堂信息之后，我们的讨论分享，让我们都能够真的是按着你的心意来与孩童们来分享，接着这样我们能够更是树立他们对圣经一个正确的观念，也让他们真的是能够借着这个营会来立定心智，更多的来读你的话语，让他们能够好好的从小就在你的正道上被造就，求主自己来带领这样的一个营会。天父，我们也要纪念到12月22号我们要到许瑞兴长老的家中来举行的这个福音的这个报佳音福音聚会。天父，我们求主你自己来帮助我们，这时候在预备在排练的当中，我们今天早上也要开始排练话剧，我们求主你带领我们的这些的排练，也求主你帮助弟兄姐妹，让我们都积极的来参与，更是求主你让我们能够去做邀请的工作，因为我们知道我们开福音的聚会就是要带领还没有信主的家人亲友来听福音来认识你，更是趁着这圣诞的佳节，天父求主你自己来帮助弟兄姐妹，让我们不会忘了我们在过佳节的时候更应当的来想念到他们我们还没有信主的家人 的灵魂，他们的救恩。天父，也求主你帮助孩子，让我能够好好的预备，也能够有力的来传讲，求主带领这聚会。主，我们也为着当天12月22号是圣诞的主日，我们也有在这里有诗歌组 的献诗，我们也一样的求主帮助在 这个诗歌组里面来服侍的弟兄姐妹，让我们真的是用心的来练习，让我们真的是把歌声用你所赐给我们的歌声来把这诗歌献上给你，预备人心来领受你的道，我们求主带领这一些。主，我们再次的把今天早晨我们这接下来这段要来思想你的话语，要来学习你的话语时间，恭敬交你神手中。天父，我们求主你的灵充满你的仆人郭全牧师，你恩高他的口，你让他站在讲台上能够大有能力来为主传讲信息，求主使用他，带领他今早在这里所要传讲的一切。主，你也帮助他，特别是在明天开始他也要启程再次的到东非的一些在那边神学院那边去教导，你赐给他有平安的行程，一样的把求主你加添力量给他，在无论是在本国或者国外，让他同样的大得你上头赐给他力量来造就你所委托的这些羊群。我们求主使用你的仆人郭全牧师，我们再次的求主带领我们一下这段时间，求主让我们在这里一起来用耳来听的时候更是用心来领受，让我们真的是领受你的正道，让你的正道来改变我们每一个人。我们将这段时间完全的交托，将感恩祷告奉靠耶稣基督宝贵的圣名，阿们。我们这时候就请郭牧师来上台来为我们传讲今早的信息，他所要传讲的题目是圣灵与爱。
Very good morning, and I greet you in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
大家早上好，我奉耶稣基督的圣名向大家问安。
We continue our study on the work of the Holy Spirit.
我们继续来思考，来学习圣灵的工作。
Every believer has the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
每一个信徒都有圣灵的内住。
And the Holy Spirit is the one who will help us live a holy life.
圣灵是那位帮助我们过圣洁生活的那一位。
The Holy Spirit will control our heart and our minds and our actions.
圣灵也会来掌管我们的心思意念，我们的一举一动。
This morning we're going to focus on the Holy Spirit's working in our hearts.
今天早上我们要来专注在就是思想 圣灵在我们心里面所动的工。
The heart is where the motive lies.
那心就是我们一切动机的发源地。
And the best motive for action is love.
那最好的一个动机就是必须是爱。
We all know how to love.
我们都懂得怎么样爱。
We all have experienced love.
我们都曾经经历爱。
Even as unbelievers, we all know what love is.
甚至是非信徒，我们也知道什么是爱。
We love our children as parents.
我们身为父母的，我们爱子女。
You don't have to be a Christian to love your children.
你不需要是个基督徒才能够来爱自己的儿女。
And so many parents are prepared to do anything for their children.
因此我们看到许多父母会不惜一切的来为这儿女来做。
A boy can love a girl whom he is dating.
那一个男子会爱他所谈恋爱的对象。
So there are many different kinds of love.
那我们看到有许多不同的爱。
Love between boyfriend, girlfriend.
男女之间的爱。
Love in the family for one another.
家庭当中彼此的相爱。
Love of recreation and sports.
那一些人对一些娱乐、一些消遣的爱。
Love for our jobs.
我们对工作的爱。
We all have experienced that kind of love.
我们都经历这种种的爱。
But this is a different kind of love that the Bible speaks of in John chapter 14.
然后在约翰福音第十四章所讲的是另外一种爱。
This is a love only Christians have.
那这是唯有基督徒所能够拥有的爱。
So the question we need to ask ourselves is, do you have this love?
那因此我们要问自己的这样的一个问题，就是你是否有这样的一个爱？
Because this is the love that God asks us, do you have this love for me?
那这是上帝这样子问我们，是否我们有这样的一个对他有这样的一个爱呢？
Do you have this love for Jesus Christ?
你对耶稣基督是否有这样的一个爱呢？
When I was an unbeliever, my sister shared with me the gospel.
当我仍然是个非信徒的时候，我的姐姐向我传福音。
I said, stop talking nonsense.
我就告诉他说，你不要再胡说了。
To me, the love of God was nonsense.
对我来讲，神的爱是胡言乱语。
Jesus Christ dying on the cross for me because he loved me was nonsense.
耶稣基督为着我的罪而死，这一切都是胡言。
And many of us may also have responded in the same way.
可能我们当中也许多人也有这样的一个反应。
People share with us the gospel, we say, don't disturb me, I have no time.
人家向我们传福音，我们就说你不要干扰我，我没时间。
When we say no time, we are basically saying I don't want God's love. Tell God to please keep His love.
那当我们说我们没时间的时候，其实我们其实我们意思是说我们不需要神的爱，我们求主把他的爱不要，我们不需要接受他的爱。
But after we become Christians, we are different.
但是当我们成为基督徒，我们就不一样了。
The greatest difference is within our heart.
最大的不同就是在我们内心深处。
And it is this love that we must have for Jesus Christ.
也就是这样的一个爱，我们必须必须对耶稣基督有这样的一个爱。
As Christians, we just took the Lord's Supper.
那我们身为基督徒，我们刚刚领受了圣餐。
The Lord's Supper is the sacrament that Jesus gives to us so that we will never forget Him.
那圣餐是耶稣基督赐给我们的，好像我们不会忘记他。
What is it about Jesus Christ that we must remember whenever we take the Lord's Supper?
我们对耶稣基督要纪念他什么呢？当我们在领受圣餐的时候。
How much Jesus Christ loved me?
到底耶稣基督爱我们有多深？
He died on the cross for me.
他为着我而死在十字架上。
How have I been living this life for him if I am a Christian?
如果我是个基督徒，我这一生是怎么样的来为他活呢？
And if I do not live this life because of the love that I have for Jesus Christ, then it is a life of vanity.
如果我不是因着我对耶稣基督的爱来活这一生的话，那我这一生真的是枉然了。
Everything you do will be vanity.
那一切所做的都是虚空。
Every gospel you share is vanity.
每一个福音我们所传的都是虚空。
Every service is vanity.
每一个服事也都是虚空。
That is why this love for Jesus Christ is so important.
那因此对耶稣基督的爱是这么的重要。
Every believer has been given this love.
每一个信徒都神都赐给我们这样的一个爱。
The Bible teaches us this in Romans 5:5.
圣经在罗马书5:5这样子的教导我们。
When the Holy Spirit of God dwells in us.The Spirit of God gave us the love of God in our hearts.
当圣灵内住在我们心里面的时候，圣灵就把这样的一个爱赐给我们，在我们内心深处。
The Bible says the love of God was shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit.
那圣经告诉我们说，圣灵就会把神的爱就在充满着我们的内心。
So when a person becomes a Christian, he has been given this love of God.
那因此一个人成为基督徒，他就已经神就已经赐给他这样的一份爱。
So if you don't love the Lord Jesus Christ, you are probably not a Christian.
因此如果你不爱耶稣基督，那你很可能还不是个基督徒。
We can't see this love, can we?
我们看不到这样的一个爱，我们可以看得到吗？
Even when we were unbelievers, our love for our children cannot be seen.
那甚至是我们是非信徒的时候，我们对自己的儿女的爱也看不到。
We can see you do certain actions.
我们只能够看到你的一些行动。
But whether it is because of love behind those actions, we can never know for sure, isn't it?
那到底这行动的背后是否是真的是出自于爱，我们没有办法确定。
But what if I say it, I tell you, I love you?
那要不然如果我说我用我的口我说我爱你又怎么样呢？
But sometimes we can't even believe and trust our own words, can we?
那有的时候我们甚至不能够相信自己所说的话。不是吗？
So how can I know that you love the Lord Jesus Christ? How can you know I love the Lord Jesus Christ?
那我要怎么样知道你是爱耶稣基督？你又怎么样知道我是爱耶稣基督的呢？
God wants every Christian to know whether he or she loves the Lord Jesus Christ.
那上帝要每一个信徒知道到底他自己是否是爱耶稣基督的。
Because this love is more than just a feeling.
因为这样的一个爱不只是内心的一个感受。
There is something concrete that you can do to make sure that you know that you have this love for Jesus Christ.
那有一样东西是可以，就是你可以去做，能够很确确实实的知道自己是爱主的。
This love is sacrificial.
这样的一个爱是牺牲的。
This love is unconditional.
这样的一个爱是无条件的。
Every believer must exercise this love.
每一个信徒都必须来履行这样的一个爱。
This morning we are going to see two evidence of this love in the believer's life.
今天早上我们要来看就是在信徒的身上的两个征兆，来知道这样的一个爱。
Based on these three verses in John 14, we can get two evidence.
那从约翰福音第十四章的这三节，我们能够得到两个证据。
The first evidence is your relationship with God's word.
那第一个证据呢，就是你跟神的话语之间的关系。
The love that you have in your heart for Jesus Christ is evaluated directly in relation to God's word.
那你在心里面对耶稣基督的爱，那么你可以用就是你跟你怎么样的看待神的话语来做一个测试。
How important is God's word?
到底神的话语在你心中是有多重要？
God's word is powerful.
神的话语是蛮有力量的。
How did God create this world?
神是怎么样来创造这世界呢？
Did he use his hands to make this world?
他是不是用他的手来塑造这世界呢？
He did not.
他没有。
He used his word.
他只是用他的话语。
He speaks and the world, the whole universe came into existence out of nothing.
他就是用他的话语，他一说，那这整个宇宙就出现了，从无中就出现了这整个宇宙。
Why did God use His word to help us test our love for Him?
那为什么神要用他的话语来作为一个测试？来测试我们对他的爱呢？
Because the word of God is the most powerful blessing that God has given to us.
因为神的话语是神所赐给我们最有力量的一个福气。
And so Jesus says, verse 21, He that hath my commandments.
因此在21节，主耶稣说，有了我命令的
Do you have God's commandments?
你是否有神的命令呢？
You are not in a world where the Bible is kept hidden from us.
那你不是在一个世界就是神的话语被隐藏不能够接触到的。
We are not ignorant of God's word.
那我们并不是对神的话语无知。
All of us have God's word.
每一个我们在座的每一个都有神的话语。
Having God's word is only the first step.
那拥有神的话语是第一步。
So what do you do with God's word?
那到底你怎么样的来对待神的话语呢？
And so Jesus says, He that hath my commandments and he keepeth them.
那因此耶稣说，有了我的命令又遵守的。
In the New Testament, there are many different words for keep in the Greek Bible.
那在希腊原文的新约圣经里面，这个遵守有很多不同的字眼。
This word keep means to guard it from loss or from injury.
那这里所讲的遵守是就是保卫它免得它受到伤害。
If I'm standing guard and you're in prison, I guard you from escaping.
那如果我是在监狱外面守卫着，那我所谓的目的就是免得你逃离。
That is not the kind of guarding.
那我们所说的就不是这样的一个守卫。
This guarding is to guard something from being stolen or from someone hurting the thing that I'm guarding.
那这里这个遵守这个守卫的意思呢，就是免得我所守的东西不要让任何人偷了或者是破坏它。
It's like a parent guarding the child, the baby.
就好像一个父母照顾一个婴孩一样。
I won't let anyone steal my baby.
那我不会让任何人偷我的婴孩。
I won't let anyone hurt my baby.
我也不让任何人来伤害我的婴孩。
That is the meaning of the word God used here by Jesus Christ.
那这就是耶稣基督这里用所用的这个守卫。
Why do you want to guard your baby?
你为什么要守卫你的婴孩呢？
Why don't you do the same for your cat?
那为什么你不用做同样的事情为着你的猫来做呢？
Or your pair of old slippers?
或者是你的一双破旧的拖鞋。
Why?
为什么呢？
I mean, some of you may guard your cat.
那我知道有些人可能会保护你的猫。
I have no pet.
我没有宠物。
Even my plants are all bluff and all fake ones, plastic.
甚至是我的植物都是一些这些都是塑胶塑造的，是假的。
So they put outside my house. You want to take my plant? You take it's plastic.
那我就把这些盆栽放在外面，那如果你要拿就拿了，都不过是塑胶做的。
My old pair of shoes, I put it outside the house. You want to come? You take. You take.
那我那破旧的鞋就放在门外，那你要拿就拿去吧。
But the expensive one I put inside the house.
但是那些贵重的我就放在家里面。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because it is expensive, isn't it?
因为它是很贵重的。
It is precious to me, isn't it?
因为它对我来讲珍贵的。
So this word keep God's word. First thing is, do you regard God's word as precious to you?
因此这里所说的遵守神的话，问题是你是否看神的话语为宝贵？
You won't want to guard or keep something that is not precious to you.
你如果那个东西对你一点都没有价值，你是不会来保护它的。
So first thing we learn from this is a person who loves the Lord Jesus Christ will regard the word of Jesus Christ as precious.
那第一样东西我们学习到的就是，如果一个人真的是爱主耶稣基督，那他必定会看主耶稣基督的话语为宝贵。
So he will not allow you to attack the Bible.
那他肯定不会让你来攻击圣经。
He won't allow you to say the Bible has mistakes.
他肯定不会让你说圣经是有误的。
Because to attack God's word is to attack Jesus Christ, whom I love.
那因为如果你攻击神的话语，就是攻击耶稣基督，这就是攻击我所爱的耶稣基督。
Every article you write to say the Bible has mistakes, I will write another article to explain that it is not a mistake.
那你所写的每一个文章说圣经是有含有错误的，我必定会写回应的文章来说圣经是没有错误的。
You don't attack the word of my Lord Jesus Christ because I love him. His word is precious to me.
你不应当来攻击我的主耶稣基督，不应当攻击他的话语，因为他的话语对我来讲是很宝贵的。
That is what you must have in your heart.
那这是你必须在内心里面所拥有的。
Is the word of God precious to you?
你的圣经对你来讲是否是珍贵的呢？
Or somebody can just come and take the word of God away, attack the word of God, and you say, never mind, it's just like my old pair of slippers.
还是人家来偷来破坏来攻击神的话语，你说无所谓，就好像我的 一双破旧的靴子一样。
Why do husbands and wives divorce?
为什么夫妻会闹离婚呢？
There was a time when they walked down the aisle when they got married, they say, I love you with all my heart, isn't it?
那曾经有一时他们就 走在红地毯上，就说到说彼此是相爱的，不是吗？
You know why they divorce?
你知道他们是为什么而闹离婚的？
No more love.
因为没有爱了。
Sometimes they even hit each other.
甚至有的时候他们彼此相恨。
That's why when you see those husbands and wives seeing lawyers to divorce, they treat each other like enemies.
那因此你看到他们那些夫妻之间去看去找律师来谈论离婚的时候，他们好像是看彼此是仇人。
Not only do they not care for one another anymore, they want to hurt each other now.
那不但是 不再顾惜彼此，甚至是要伤害彼此。
Do you hurt the word of God?
你是否是恨神的话语呢？
You say the Bible got mistakes here, the Bible has mistakes there.
你说神的话语这里有错误，那里有错误吗？
And you say that the word that Jesus Christ has given to us has mistakes, and then you say that you love him?
那你说神耶稣说给我们的话语有错误，那能你又说你爱他？
How can you love him and then you attack his word?
你怎么可以又说爱他又攻击他的话语呢？
To say his word has mistaken means to say that he is a liar, isn't it?
那如果你说他的话语有错事，那你是无形中就是说他是个骗子。
If you love the Lord Jesus Christ, you have to love his word.
那如果你爱耶稣基督，你必须是爱他的话语。
When you love his word and you consider his word is precious, means you will obey his word.
那如果你爱他的话语，你就就会把他的话语看为贵重，那你就会来遵循他的话语。
To obey his word means whatever the Bible says, I will do.
那遵循他的话语就是说，圣经所说的一切我都去做。
My Bible teaches me to forgive everyone. I will forgive.
圣经教导我要饶恕一切的人，我就饶恕。
The Bible tells me stop gossiping, I will stop gossiping.
然后圣经叫我不要去就是说闲言闲语，我就不说闲言闲语。
The Bible teaches me to pray for everyone, I will pray for everyone.
那圣经教导我为着每一个人祷告，我就为着每一个人祷告。
Because I love Jesus Christ,
因为我爱耶稣基督。
And therefore I love His Word.
那因此我爱他的话语。
And therefore I will obey His Word.
那因此我就遵循他的话语。
But you can't obey His Word when you don't know His Word, isn't it?
但是如果你不明白他的话语，你怎么能遵循他的话语呢？
How to obey something that you are completely ignorant of?
啊，我们如果完全对一些事物不完全明白的话，我们怎么遵循呢？
That's why the Bible says, "Do you have God's Word?"
那因此圣经这样子问说，你是否有神的话语？
Not in your hands.
不是说在你手中。
In your head.
在脑海里。
That means you have to study God's word.
那也就是说你必须来读神的话语。
In your heart as well.
那甚至是必须在你的心里。
Our problem today is we have the Bible in our home, our Bible in our phone, in our computer, in everywhere.
然后我们今天的最大的问题就是因为我们在我们的家中，甚至在我们的手机，在各处都有圣经。
But God says, I don't want the Bible to be everywhere. I want the Bible to be here, inside you.
那但是神说，我不是要圣经是在各处，而是要必须是在这里，在你的脑海里。
So do you study God's word?
你是否有读神的话语？
If you are sick, your mind is not able to study God's word, then that's different.
如果你 脑子不清醒，那你不能够读神的话语，那另当别论。
But thank God for health.
我们感谢神赐给我们健康。
Thank God for good mind.
我们感谢神赐给我们有良好的这个脑力。
As long as God has given you breath and a good mind, you don't stop studying God's word.
那只要神仍然 保持赐给我们有生命气息，仍然有清醒的头脑，我们就不当停止读神的话语。
People who don't study God's word are people who have no love for Jesus Christ.
那些不读神的话语的人，是对神、对耶稣基督没有爱。
This is what Jesus says, not what we say.
那这是耶稣基督所说的，不是我们说的。
This is not what the pastor says.
这不是牧师说的。
That's what Jesus says.
这是耶稣基督说的。
He that has my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me.
那耶稣基督说，有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的。
That means, if you want to love me, you make sure you keep the commandments.
那换句话说，如果你要爱我，你必须确保你来遵守我的诫命。
Jesus gave a parable to his disciples.
耶稣曾经向他的门徒说这样的一个比喻。
A father has two sons.
一个做父亲的有两个儿子。
The father asked the first son.
然后父亲就问第一个儿子
，Please go to the field and do the farming.
那他就说，请你到田里去工作。
The first son says, I don't want to go.
那这大儿子说，我不要去。
But then he went.
但是之后他去了。
Then he asked the second son.
那之后他问二儿子
，Go to the farm and work.
那去田里工作。
The second son says, Yes, father, I will go.
那第二个儿子就说好。父亲，我要去，我会去。
But he didn't go.
但是他没去。
And so Jesus asked the disciples.
那因此耶稣就问门徒
，Which of the two sons obeyed the father?
哪一个儿子遵守了他父亲的吩咐
？So Jesus asked us too.
那因此耶稣也问你我
，Which of the two sons obey me?
那哪一个儿子遵守了我的吩咐
？The disciples answered the first son.
那门徒就回答说是大儿子。
It's not the hymn that you sing.
那不是 ，sorry，
it's not the hymns that you sing
啊，不是那个我们所唱的诗歌。
You can sing all the hymns and you can sing all the nice words.
你可以唱诗歌，你可以说很多的好话。
You can even sing with a beautiful voice.
那甚至你可以用很美妙的声音来
说。But if your life is not obedient to God's word, it's no use.
但是你的生命如果不是遵守神的话，就没有用。
You can say you love Jesus Christ all you want.
你可以说口口声声的说你爱耶稣基督。
You can even say with tears flowing down your face.
那甚至你说的时候流着满脸的泪。
But if you don't obey God's word, it's no use.
但是你却不遵守神的话语，这一切都没有用。
Because Jesus says the one who loves me is the one who will keep my commandments.
因为耶稣基督说，那个遵守我的诫命的才是爱我的。
He will obey my commandments.
他会遵行我的吩咐。
How well do you know God's word?
你对神的话语认识多少呢
？Why do you think we must emphasize God's word？
你想想，为什么我们一直强调神的话语
？Because this is a real test of our love for Jesus Christ。
因为这才是一个真正来测验我们的对主爱的一个方式。
Jesus wants you and me to know that we love Him. That's why He gave us this wonderful truth。
那耶稣基督。知道说，你我是爱他的，因此他给我们这样的一个宝贵的真理。
How do Jesus know that you love me?
那耶稣基督要怎么样知道你真的是爱他呢
？How do Jesus know that you love him?
然后耶稣基督怎么知道你是真的是爱他
？How do you know that you love Jesus Christ?
那你又怎么知道你真的是爱耶稣基督呢
？You can talk to your own heart.
你可以在内心自问。
Because I obey God's word.
那因为我已经。遵行了神的话。
Sometimes the feeling may not be there.
那有的时候那感受不在那里。
But you know you obey God's word.
但是你知道你已经遵行了神的话。
With all your heart, you want to obey every jot and tittle of God's word.
用你的心，你从内心深处就是要遵行神的每一句、每一个字、每一个话语。
That's how you know you have this love.
那只是你知道说你真的是有了这个爱。
Jesus says, "He that loveth him, he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father as well."
那耶稣基督说啊，这人就是爱我的，爱我的就必蒙我父爱他。
So if you love Jesus Christ, you obey His commandments.
那因此，如果你爱耶稣基督，你就会遵行他的话语。
And God says, "When you obey God's word, obey the word of Jesus Christ, then the Father of Jesus Christ will also love you."
那如果你遵行耶稣基督的话语的话呢，那天父也会爱你。
Because God the Father sent the Son to give us the Bible.
因为天父差遣了耶稣基督赐给我们这圣经。
So when you love the Lord Jesus Christ, you obey His word. God the Father says, "I will also love you because you obey the word of my Son."
那如果你爱耶稣基督，你遵循他的 话语，那么天父上帝他也说他会爱你，因为你爱耶稣基督。
So how do I know I love Jesus Christ? I obey His word.
那我怎么知道我爱耶稣基督呢？我要遵循他的话。
How do I know that God the Father loves me? Because I obey Jesus' word.
那我又怎么知道天父是爱我的呢？因为我遵循耶稣基督的话。
And Jesus did not stop there.
那耶稣基督没有停止在那里。
He says that when you obey my word, because you say you love me.And my Father also love you, I will also love you, Jesus says.
那耶稣基督说，因为你遵循我的话语，你爱我，那我天父也爱你。那在这里，耶稣也说，我也要爱你。
So how do I know that God loves me? How do I know that Jesus Christ loves me? Because I obey the Bible.
那我怎么知道说神爱我？我怎么知道说耶稣基督爱我？我因为我遵循了神的话语。
That's how I tell my soul that I love Jesus Christ and I love God.
那就是我怎样告诉我自己的内心心灵，我是爱耶稣基督的。
Because I obey His word，
因为我遵循他的话。
I will study His word and I will defend His word。
那我研读他的话语，我会捍卫他的话语。
Because it is precious to me，
因为他的话语对我来讲是很宝贵的。
And then Jesus said to the disciples，
那因此耶稣就继续向他的门徒说
，I will manifest myself to you。
那我会在你当中来彰显自己。
It means I will show myself to you.
那我会显出我自己。
Look at verse 22.
我们看22节。
Judas said unto him, not Judas Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself to us and not to the world?
那犹大，那不是加利人的犹大，他就问耶稣说，主啊，为什么要向我们显现，不向世人显现呢？
When Jesus Christ rose from the dead,
当耶稣基督从死里复活的时候
He appeared only to the disciples.
他只是向门徒来显现。
The disciples saw the Lord Jesus Christ before his ascension.
那门徒就在主耶稣升天之前看到耶稣基督。
Not once did Jesus appear to the unbelieving world.
那从耶稣基督从来没有向那不信靠他的人来显现。
He appeared to the unbelieving world before his resurrection.
那他在还没有复活之前，他就在不信的人当中来显现。
But after the resurrection, he received the glorified body. He appeared only to believers.
那但是当他在复活，他领受了这荣耀的身体的时候，他只向信徒来显现。
Because he loved them.
因为他爱他们。
You know the only time when the Lord Jesus Christ will appear to the unbelieving world in the glorified state, he will come as the judge.
你要知道吗？你知道吗？耶稣基督唯一一次，当他带着那荣耀身体向不幸的世界来显现的时候，是当他来审判这世界的时候。
In his second coming, he will ride down on a white horse. He will be the resurrected Christ in the glorified body, and he will judge this world.
然后在他第二次再来的时候，当他来的时候，他会骑在白马上，他带着那荣耀的复活荣耀的身体。他来的时候就是要来审问这世界。
Did Jesus Christ manifested himself to you?
到底耶稣基督有没有向你显现呢？
Not in the way that he did to the disciples by appearing in the resurrected form.
那不是像他向这些门徒显现的时候，当时候他是在复活的状态的时候。
But he showed himself to us by giving us the faith to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, did he not?
他向我们显现，就是赐给我们有那信心，让我们来信靠他。他有没有这样做呢
？That's why every believer knows in his heart that he is a child of God.
那因此，每一个信徒都在内心深处知道说自己是神的儿女。
Because he loves the Bible.
因为他爱神的话语。
This is the word of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
这是神我们主耶稣基督爱我们救我们主耶稣基督的话语。
He can't stop studying the Bible.
信徒不会停止要读，停止读圣经。
Because of his love for Jesus Christ, he loves his word.
因为他爱耶稣基督，他爱他的话语。
The second evidence.
那第二个证据。
First is obedience to God's word.
第一就是第一个证据是对神的话语的遵循。
Verse 23.
第23节。
Second evidence concerning the love of God.
第二个方面关系到说对神的爱。
Jesus answered and said unto Judas, If a man love me, so if anyone love me, including us, he will keep my words. Same word there. He will protect my word. He will obey my words. And my Father will love him. It's the same thing he mentioned in verse 21. And look at the last part of verse 23. That's the difference.
那这边耶稣基督23节，耶稣基督就回答犹大说：“人若爱我，那爱我就是包括就是爱我们啊。那就会遵行我的道，我的父也会爱他。那这跟21节都很相似。那么所不同的就是在接下来这方面。”
Jesus says, "We will come unto him."
那耶稣基督说，并且我们要到他那里去。The
we there will be Jesus and God the Father, isn't it?
那这里的我们就是耶稣基督和圣天父。And
we will abode with him.
那这里就说到说，我们就会与他同住。We
will stay with that believer.
那我们就会跟这个信徒同在。In
the Middle East, it is a very high honor when king would come to your house.
那在中东的世界，那当王来到你家中的时候呢，那是一个很大的尊荣。
Normally the people will go to the king.
那一般上是那些子民百姓到王那里去。
The king doesn't come to the people, isn't it?
那王不会到百姓那里去的。
You have been a Singapore citizen for how many years?
你在新加坡成为新加坡公民多少年了？
How many times has the Prime Minister come to your house?
那我们总理有多少次到你的家中呢？
Don't count the election time.
不要算那个大选的时期。
How many times?
多少次？
Zero, isn't it?
没有半次。
He doesn't come.
他不来的。
You want to see him, you know how hard it is to see him, right? You're going to go through so many channels.
那你要见到他，你知道说是多么的困难啊！要通过很多不同的关。
And then every step of the way, people ask you, "What is it for? What is it for? What is it for?"
那每一个关，那人家都会问你，你到底要见他做什么？见他做什么？见他做什么？
And most of the time, you can't even get to see him.
那多数的时候，你都看不到他。
He will never come to your lowly house.
他也不会来到你卑微的家。
He's the Prime Minister.
他是那总理。
I mean, if you are a friend, if you are a relative, that is different. He comes as a friend. He comes as a relative, not as the Prime Minister.
那如果你是他的亲戚或者是他的朋友，那就另当别论。他可能就是以朋友亲戚的身份来，但是他绝对不会以总理的身份来。
Here we are not talking about a king or a prime minister of man on earth.
那我们在这里不是说到说一个地面上的总理或者地面上的王。
Here the Bible tells us Jesus Christ and God Almighty, the Heavenly Father, the Creator of heaven and earth, He will come to us.
那这里主耶稣基督是说到说，那耶稣基督还有那创造宇宙万物的这个神，那这个王，他来到我们当中。
You know how great an honor and privilege that is?
你看到吗？我们如这是多何等大的尊荣。
Why would he come to us? We are sinners. We are so terrible, isn't it? Look at us.
那我们不过是个罪人，我们他为什么要来？我们怎么配得这些呢？
But because you obey God's word, you obey the word of Jesus Christ, you obey the Bible, God the Father, God the Son will come to you.
那因为你爱耶稣基督，你遵行他的话语，那天父他就会来到你当中。
In other words, the second evidence is the honor.
换句话说，第二个证据就是那尊荣。
First is God's word. This one is the honor from whom? From God Himself.
那首先是神的话语。那这里第二方面就是尊荣，就是从神那里来的尊荣。
And He will not just come and then say hello, bye bye.
那他不是来了，经过跟你说打个招呼，说再见。
He says, "I will make our abode, our home with you."
那他是说他会来，而且是会同住，跟你同住。
He's not going to leave you.
他不会离开。
He's going to be there with you forever and ever.
他会永远的跟你同在。
I mean, we have always been taught that we will go to heaven, we will go to be with God, isn't it?
那我们一直被教导说，我们会到天堂去，我们会去跟天父同在，不是吗？
That we can understand.
那个我们能够理解。
He is my king, he is my God. I go to him.
他是我的王，我的神，我去他那里。
We are Chinese, right?
我们都是华人。
So there are certain custom that we follow.
而我们有一些传统习俗我们遵守的。
Dr. Toh's office and my office side by side.
那杜牧师的办公室还有我的办公室就是并排着。
You think it's right for me if Dr. Toh ring on the phone and call me? I say, Dr. Toh, you come to my office.
那你想想看，我可以不可以这样做？如果杜牧师打电话给我，那我就说啊，杜牧师，你来我的办公室。
That is disrespectful, isn't it?
啊，那是不尊敬，不是吗
？He is 30 years older than me.
他比我大30岁。
Even though we look the same.
虽然我们看起来好像一样。
I go to him.
我就去到他的办公室去。
That is why there were certain times when he comes to me, I felt so uncomfortable.
那因此有的时候他来到我的办公室，我会感到很不安。
I was doing my work in my office.
那我在我的办公室里面做。
Then he knocked and opened the door and he walked in.
他敲门，他就走进来了。
Straight away I stood up.
啊，马上我就立刻的站起来。
I stopped what I'm doing.
我就停止我所做的。
I asked him, "What can I do for you?"
然后我就问他。牧师，我能够为你做什么呢
？This is our culture, isn't it?
那这是我们的这个文化。
If my children come into my room, I'll still do my thing. Say, yes, son, what do you want, son? Right?
那如果
isn't it?
如果我的孩子进入我的办公室，那我正在办公的时候，那我会说啊，孩子是啊，你来做什么呢？我就仍然做我的工作，不是吗
？So for us to go to heaven, for us to go to God, we can accept and we can understand and appreciate.
那我们到天堂去，我们去就近神，那这个是我们可以理解、可以接受的。
But this revelation from Jesus Christ is God the Father and God the Son. They come to us.
那在这里啊，神所启示给我们看到的就是。天父上帝还有圣子耶稣基督来到我们当中
and all because we obey his word
那 就因为我们遵行他的话
because we love the Lord Jesus Christ
因为我们爱耶稣基督
our mind can never grasp this concept fully
那我们的脑海是不能够完全 来理解这样的 一件事实
why would God Almighty give me this honor We are so undeserving.
Now, 这个全能的神啊，为什么把这样的一个恩典给我们呢？我们实在是不配。
And come and then stay with me forever and ever, never to depart.
那来到我当中，那与我们同住，那永远不离开。
Do you know how wonderful our God is?
你看到神是多么的美好吗？
Do you love the Lord Jesus Christ?
你爱耶稣基督吗
？God the Father loves you.
圣父爱你。
God the Son loves you.
圣子爱你。
So how do I know that I love Jesus Christ?
那我要怎么知道我是爱耶稣基督的呢
？Because I obey His word.
因为我遵行他的话。
His word is precious to me.
他的话语对我来讲是很宝贵的。
I will not let anyone attack His word.
我不会让任何人来攻击他。
Because I love Him.
因为我爱他。
Do you love the Lord Jesus Christ?
你爱耶稣基督吗
？Show it by your obedience and your study of God's word.
就接着你读研读神的话语，遵行神的话语来显明。
Don't let anyone attack God's word and you keep quiet.
不要让任何人攻击神的话语，而你又保持沉默。
You defend the word of God.
你要来捍卫神的话语。
Because you love the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为你爱耶稣基督。
And God says, I will also love you.
那耶稣神也说我要爱你。
And Jesus says, I will also return the love. I will also love you.
耶稣基督也说我会回应这样的爱，我会爱你。
And I will come to you and stay with you forever.
我会来到你的当中，与你永远同住。
We have a wonderful Savior.
我们有一个奇妙的救主。
We have a wonderful life on this earth, isn't it?
我们这一生是非常的奇妙的。
To know that God the Father loves me, to know that Jesus Christ loves me.
因为我们知道，圣父爱我们，圣子耶稣基督也爱我们。
Let us continue to love him by loving his word.
让我们继续来爱他，接着我们爱他的话语。
Obey his word means all the Bible teachers concerning how we need to live on this earth, how we need to relate to one another, let us obey.
那我们遵行神的话语，意思就是说，到底这圣经教导我们在这世界上怎么样的过活，怎么样的对待彼此，我们就遵照这里所吩咐。
Please don't hurt one another.
那千万不要伤害彼此伤害。
Please don't gossip against one another.
千万不要在彼此背后说闲言闲语。
The Bible says we must pray for one another.
那圣经说我们必须来为着彼此来祷告。
We must esteem one another. We must esteem others better than ourselves.
我们必须是彼此的激励，我们也必须自己也受到激励。
We must forgive one another and help each other always.
我们必须彼此的饶恕，也彼此的帮助，无时不刻都这样子做。
Because the one who loves God will also love one another.
因为那爱神的，他也会彼此相爱。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Our merciful, loving Heavenly Father.
我们满有慈爱的圣天父。
We thank thee, O Lord, for sending Jesus Christ to die on the cross for our sins.
我们感谢神，你差派耶稣基督为着我们的罪来死在十字架上。
And at the point of our salvation, you have given to us the love of God.
就在我们信主的那一刻，你把神的爱，对神的爱赐给我们。
Help us to love you, O Lord.
求主帮助我们来爱你。
Help us to love you by loving God's holy word.
主，求主你帮助我们，让我们借着爱你的话语来爱你。
Help us to love your holy word by studying God's word and by obeying God's word.
求主帮助我们来爱你的话语，接着读，还有来遵行你的话语来爱。
For this is the clearest evidence that we are your children.
因为这是最能够显明出我们是你的儿女的一个方式。
Fill our hearts with gratitude and thanksgiving and devotion for you always.
求主把就是对你的感恩，你的敬爱充满我们的心。
And if we love you, O Lord, help me to love one another as well.
主啊，当我们爱你的时候，也帮助我们来彼此的相爱。
May Calvary Pandan BP Church be a church where true love, the love of God, prevails.
然后愿班丹加略堂是充满着耶稣基督的真爱。
Forgive us, O Lord, of all our sins when we have hurt one another.
求主饶恕我们，如果我们有彼此的伤害。
Help me to love everyone because Jesus Christ first loved me.
求主帮助我来爱每一个人，因为耶稣基督先爱我。
Help me to always love according to Holy Scriptures.
求主帮助我遵照你的圣言来爱其他人。
In Jesus' most precious and holy name, we give thanks and pray.
我们奉靠耶稣基督最宝贵神圣的名来感恩祷告。
Amen.
Amen.